Forum. Let's move on to agenda item 29, authority to settle enforcement matters.
Right, this is a proposal to increase the ceiling that you previously provided, sort of informal direction, I guess, as opposed to a resolution, in terms of matters that could be settled by the executive officer. The ceiling is $25,000, and we propose raising that by basically an order of magnitude. Back when the board directed this amount, the penalties were typically lower. The range has basically increased over the years, and I think another significant factor is that we've had a lot more guidance from the board in terms of experience with individual enforcement actions, in terms of both the appropriate amount of the enforcement action, and then secondly, on what constitutes an acceptable supplemental environmental project as far as the board is concerned. So we thought it was appropriate to see if this was agreeable to you, and of course it would streamline things a bit, which is always a good thing to strive for.
But what happens in the situation where, I mean, you can settle something without public input?
Not NPDES violations. We have to have a 30-day notice period and allow for public comment, although right. We rarely get it.
Like a WDR?
Yeah, or there's no public comment requirement.
Yeah, and like, you know, the Collegian Pearson thing? That wasn't even a WDR, was it? That was just
a basin plan prohibition.
So, you know, at least in that situation, you know, staff had come in at a lower number. And when it went to the full board, you know, we did something different. And I think there was a lot of utility and benefit, you know, in having the board take those two items and do what they did with them. Although I certainly don't mind giving staff greater ceiling, I'm somewhat reluctant to give up, you know, some of the purview we have and making sure that some things are not kind of slipping through the cracks. So I'd like to hear from the rest of you how you feel about this.
Well, I somewhat agree with you, Mr. Chair, and my question be to legal staff, is there an appeal basis that if the discharger is not agreeing with the dollar amount, can they appeal that to this board?
This is only for a settlement.
Yeah. It's only for a settlement, right?
Settlement only.
Yeah, if they can't settle, then it's going to come to us.
Yeah, there's an issue of whether the public can appeal. And for an NPDES violation, I think that it's more likely that an appeal would be heard because there are specific regulations requiring a public comment process. There's no requirement on what the board or the EO has to do with those public comments other than consider them. I think in other situations it's probably pretty unlikely that the state board or even a court would take any public challenge to a settlement very seriously.
Dr. Press?
I guess what I'm hearing the chair say is suppose that you had a situation in which because staff had suggested a settlement amount or a penalty, I should say, of under the ceiling, that in that case it wouldn't come before the board. There might be a settlement, but the board would not have had the opportunity to review it and perhaps be more more demanding or try to impose a higher penalty. I mean, that is one of the demurs you have with it, I guess. I'm not sure how in the case of the Collegian one, there were some challenge to the regional boards complaint from the landowners, so we would have gotten those. We would have gotten one of those anyway. I think one of them we would have gotten anyway, not the other.
Well, and the board was aware of those two actions anyway because there had been public comment. So
right.
There may be situations where the board knows that an enforcement action is proceeding or being investigated
and could,
because
and
people
could
are showing
pull
up
that
at board meetings.
Yeah, and could direct the EO to not settle on his discretion, but to bring it before the board. I don't know. Would you feel more comfortable with a lower limit?
Not necessarily. I don't think it's the limit as much as making sure that I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the proposal is that these would be reported to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
fact.
It's if there was a trend of things that the board thought were too low, then it's not something that would escape your notice.
Right. Mr. Hayashi?
You know, the norm is not for us to assess more than staff has recommended. So, and if you look at it the other way, this is the authority to settle, but the ACL has to be put out before, and when the ACL goes out, we know what the monetary value of that thing is going to be, right? Because we have to approve the ACL. So therefore, we already know if we think if the dollar value is right. All he's saying is that if it's $300,000 or less, he could settle it.
Well, you don't approve the ACL complaint.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Staff sends that out.
Yeah.
Without us even knowing about it, and then the wall of separation goes up.
But nothing says that we can't have a list that, you know, when the you know. That's an ACL, whatever, just whatever number it is and what the dollar value is, and just a brief one-paragraph description of
right.
it.
Yeah, but doesn't that suggest that can't we try this for a while and then see how it goes, get a list of settlements?
If it'll streamline what we do here and get the job done that in the results that we need done, I think it's the way to go.
But can it be done as an experiment? In other words, because we could rescind this authority, couldn't we? Anytime.
Sure.
So in principle, we could run this for a year and see what happens, see how many settlements there are, what they're for, and get reports from the EO. And then if for some reason the we don't like it or the public feels like they're not getting, I don't know. I mean,
pound the flesh.
Well, you know what? I think that's fine. What sticks in my mind is in the Pearson case, that silt fence that was put across the stream. I mean, it was the wrong BMP to use, and it was done so poorly, and it was so obvious to me that the contractor consultant was just doing a totally negligent, incompetent job. And I think what had been proposed going in by staff was, I think, $25,000 or...
$25,500.
And I think that what we did was the right thing in the end with that, and that dollar amount was just too low. That, you know, it would have been different if those BMPs had been properly put in, but they just weren't functioning properly. But there was, like, total incompetence and picking the right BMPs for the right situation and then acting as though, well, we're doing what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I mentioned, part of the reason for proposing this is that we do have more experience, and you've gone back to the Pearson Collegian case a couple times here, reference to it, and so a couple points along those lines. One of the reasons for the sort of strange amount of 25.5 is I wanted to set an amount where it was clear that it was going to be coming to the board for a hearing, so it was over $25,000. And secondly, the procedure that we had at the time was prior to issuing the complaint, the staff would come in, have a one-page write-up basically, and give a little summary of why they were proposing to issue a complaint. And the idea was for us to make sure that we thought it was consistent with other penalty amounts and was the right thing to do. What happened with with those cases is we did that. We subsequently then had our pre-brief. I don't know if all the board members know that term, but we get together about a week and a half before our board meetings, and we basically do the full dress rehearsal of the major presentations, not all the presentations. And Lori sits in on the items that have any legal consequences. So when we did that for the Pearson Collegian cases...
You're just talking about Pearson, right? Because Collegian's in litigation.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. When I did that for a certain case, and we saw the full presentation at that point, which included all the photos and the descriptions and everything, I thought at that point, this is probably not a high enough penalty. So that's a lesson learned. And that we have to make sure that we're looking at all the information before we send the complaint out, and that we're on the same page with the staff as far as that goes. Okay. It's just a generic description.
Well, Dr. Bowker?
How do you handle a situation where it's below the minimum, but it's something the sector of the public feels passionate about?
Well, there's nothing that would prevent the executive officer from either refusing to settle or from entering a settlement agreement that requires board approval regardless of the amount.
Mm-hmm. So that's up to Roger's sense for how he thinks the board might react or the public might react to the proposed settlement in that matter. So we would be transferring some of that authority, you know, into his hands with this higher limit. And I don't mind doing that. Mm. I mean, if, you know, we just give it a try and see what happens, and we'll be getting reports as to what's going on.
Yeah, we would be providing the information in the agenda item, right, as we do with the low threat cases and that sort of thing.
It's almost like my kids, Roger, right? I give them an allowance and then...
see what they do with it.
See what they do with it, or they come back in 6 months and say, I need more. It's not apples and apples. So I'm mixing things.
I am your elder, after all.
Wait 6 months.
Yeah. Gary.
Yeah, a couple things. At what point would we be notified? I mean, obviously you couldn't tell it. In other words, would we have any notification of the issue of the ACL that was sent out before the settlement?
No.
Because there may be issues where the board itself would like to hear it.
Well, I think if we have a process where the ACL complaint is issued and then the board looks at it and decides whether or not it wants a hearing without hearing from the discharger, you're going to be subject to a lot of challenges that the board's biased because they already made a decision based on looking at the complaint. Mm. And one of the reasons dischargers settle is so that they don't have to prepare a response, because in some cases it's expensive.
Okay.
So I wouldn't recommend that procedure. There may be things where people show up at public forum, and on that basis you want to have a hearing, or the executive officer decides that it's a good idea to have a hearing.
Okay. I think we ought to try it out. Yeah, it sounds...
Okay. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you. I think with all my years on this board, I can only remember a small amount, very few, that the board's ever changed the staff's recommendation. I keep reminding myself and a lot of people that I've talked to, this is a public agency, and we are here to hear from the public. And I don't like to take that away from the general public. Now, sure, you're talking between the staff and the discharger and some kind of a settlement, but there may be some related individuals in the public that would like to hear the process and possibly comment on our process and the individual discharge. I don't mind raising the amount simply because, as I said, there's only been maybe a handful, even if that, that I can remember over the years that the board has made any changes. So I don't have any problems raising it. I don't know if I would want to go up to the $300,000 mark as Roger has recommended, but I think probably in this day and age, the $25,000 mark is surely too low.
How about 100?
100, that's what was kind of in my mind, is let's try the 100,000 and see how that works. Because it would somewhat help the staff out tremendously from not only preparing for meetings like this, but it would also expedite some of our meetings that we could probably spend a little bit more time on other issues that have been put on the agenda. So that's my kind of take, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And Dr. Bowker?
Do you have any idea off the top of your head the median amount of a civil liability for this board?
Should we factor in your last one?
Yeah. It just went way
that's
up.
That's the middle one, you know. Not the average, because you get some big ones and lots of little ones.
Well, I think it's safe. I don't know what the number is. I think it's safe to say that it has gradually gone up over the years.
But, I mean, do we have a feel for that, the number?
I think most recently it's been 75,000 or something like that, $100,000.
So 100,000.
Well, but then, you know, there are these small ones like we had today that are out of the statute, $1,000 for annual report. Maybe you should ignore those because they're set by statute.
Yeah, so, okay. Still like the median, because if that was the median, that would cut your board level by half.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hear half the number of civil liability.
Well, it may not be too far away from that $100,000 figure.
How do the rest of you feel about $100,000, Gary?
That's fine, and of course, if they don't want to settle, I mean, then we hear it anyway. Yeah,
right.
Then
we're gone. Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Yeah. Is that enough? I mean, it's.
Let's try it.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So I'll move the modification of the staff proposals.
We don't need a motion. It's just board direction.
Board direction. Oh. We'll give them.
Okay.
And I was gearing up for this big statement. You know.
You can make your statement.
No, that's all right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.